How is it, asks one, that the Egyptian woman who was in love with Joseph wanted to hurt him? It's because she loved him with a demonic love. Joseph, however, loved her in a way that Paul encourages. Take into consideration the intensity of her love, evidenced by her words and actions. She essentially said, disrespect me, make me an adulteress, dishonor my husband, ruin our household, and forsake your trust in God. These are not expressions of a woman in love, but of one who did not even love herself. Joseph, out of genuine love for her, tried to steer her away from all this, to prove that he was concerned for her, pay attention to his advice. He not only rebuffed her advances, but also offered wise counsel that could douse any passion. He reminded her of her husband in order to shame her, referring to him not as your husband, but as my master. This was more likely to give her pause, to make her rethink her position and the fact that she, a mistress, was in love with a slave. Furthermore, Joseph highlighted the many ways in which her husband had benefited him, thus shaming her with human considerations. He regards me as a second master of his household. No one is off limits to me except you, Joseph contends, hoping to elevate her thinking so that she might come to feel a sense of shame and realize the magnitude of the honor bestowed upon her. But even these attempts did not stop her. He also reminded her of her status, saying, because you are his wife, how can I commit such wickedness? But what if her husband is not aware of her intended deceit? God will see it, Joseph warned. Despite all his advice, she was unyielding, continually trying to entice him. In her desire to satisfy her own obsession, she did these things, demonstrating that her actions were not out of love for Joseph, but for herself. This was clear from her later actions, such as arranging a hearing, making accusations, providing false testimony, condemning an innocent man to imprisonment, or worse, even sentencing him to death through the bias of the judge. Nevertheless, was Joseph the same as her? No, quite the opposite. He neither refuted nor accused her. Perhaps one might argue that he would have been deemed untrustworthy. Yet he was greatly loved, both at the beginning and end of this ordeal. If the master did not deeply care for Joseph, he would have had him killed even if he offered no defense. The master, who was an Egyptian governor, was wronged in his marriage, as it seemed, by a servant to whom he had shown great kindness. However, his affection for Joseph, combined with God's favor, trumped everything else. Moreover, Joseph had other significant proof of his innocence should he have chosen to defend himself, notably the clothing. If she was the victim, her clothes would have been torn and her face wounded instead of her possessing his garments. When she claimed that Joseph ran off after she screamed, one can't help but wonder why she held on to his clothes. After all, the main concern of a victim is to escape from the perpetrator.